inside of each other's skin for 4 days.
We were right inside.
We've been torn apart by the cruelty of pretty much every sin that man has ever committed. Is why
ripped
we're no longer
apart. I feel together. What I think is interesting is that I feel like we were ripped apart, but that because of how tightly we held each other, that some of my soul ripped off in the process, and now I believe you have it in your little pocket.
Ah, that's why I'm so sad.
Yeah,
makes sense now.
because my sad little soul
I took your sad little soul and I'm carrying it with me.
Carrying it around in your little watch pocket.
Occasionally I'll look at my watch pocket like, I wonder what the time is. Oh, I'm sad now.
Oh, I'm so beans. Sad.
Oh, beans.
Oh, beans. Oh, beans.
So, whilst we were living inside of each other's skin, you said that you couldn't believe that sodding was an actual British term and not
Dragon
Age.
Yeah, I thought Dragon Age made that up. I thought it was a fun little thing that the dwarves say because they live in the dirt.
What other types of phrases do you think is fantasy but is actually just a British term, which is normal for us but confusing?
How can I possibly know that? How can I?
I don't know. I thought you would have done any research on it.
What, Googling what British slang was used in Dragon Age?
Or any fantasy thing, not even necessarily Dragon Age. Just a fantasy thing that you like.
Well, because it's so common for Dragon Age to have fantasy, like, cuss words, you know, like that. So they have them
like
for
what, though? Like, do say another, because you might be wrong, again. I must know.
It's like Vishanti Kafas is one.
No, we say that in the UK.
Shut the fuck up. You suck so bad. You suck. No, you're the worst.
That's a thing that we say in the UK.
You can't tell me about that. I don't think that the UK is a real place, first of all. And second of all, if it was real, none of you say curses that don't sound like they came out of a fancy little boy cartoon character.
And that's me. I'm the fancy little boy cartoon character, so it's really easy for me. Yeah.
I don't remember what you said, but whatever you said just like sounded so much like it came out of the mouth of a little newspaper barker.
Was this the Airbnb when you openly mocked me and then everyone started laughing?
Probably.
Or was it somewhere else? Okay.
No.
Because I need to try to narrow down what I said.
You said, so. I don't remember what you said, but I said, go get back to shining shoes.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
you did your little British boy bit.
No,
which
that
was very good.
No. Because I said, do you think at the end of it all, this is going to be worth it? And then you said, get back to shining shoes. Just like when you said, I could kiss you and your life would be ruined and I would be fine. And then later in the day when I said that, you stopped for a full, we laughed at it. And then 10 minutes later, you cackled and said, why the fuck did I say that? That's an insane thing to say to someone.
Insane thing to say. I just like to remind you of the power I have in this.
You have wheeled over me. Yeah, it's exceedingly strong.
Yeah.
I think you just fucking hate me, and occasionally you have to let it out in short bursts, like your microdosing cruelty.
Yeah, I can't stand you. And this is, like we said, just a business relationship. And
absolutely it is.
You know, just like I'm sure every single one of Mr. Beast's friends has to do this to stay sane.
Yeah,
this
exactly
is. Yeah, it's exactly the same as that.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do it anymore if I didn't just absolutely tear you asunder.
Asunder. We both said asunder. Did we both say asunder?
Yeah. Asunder is another important Dragon Age word.
Cool. That's also a word that people use all the time, though, as well. So that one doesn't work.
It is. But it's why it's on my brain right now.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. My name is Robin. I've never played a Dragon Age game.
And my name is Dylan. I've played a Dragon Age game so many fucking times.
And this is Dorksboard, a show where we play the Dragon Age franchise like a book club. This week is our penultimate episode of Dragon Age Origins.
Kind of.
Interesting turn.
Because we have Awakening after the finale.
Oh, you are correct. Yeah, we do have. Okay, so
which
base
is like
game.
Kind of a separate game, but kind of a DLC of Origins. Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Exciting.
Yeah, this week we were both at Gen Con, so this is lucky because this week what we had to do is we had to do the Return to Ostagard DLC and anything else that struck our fancy. However, both of us were at Gen Con. Dill got back yesterday, so mm-hmm. you were able to play the DLC. I luckily, as eager listeners,
I hate that we've found a way to legitimize your crime.
I pre-played it because I got back at 1 a.m. and I've been at work all day, so
yeah.
I am legit. And also we can't fit in recording. We're again recording this on a Monday, which I think is delicious of us.
It
feels like a million years ago because every day I spend with you, my soul leaves my body and just like kind of loses itself to time, where it's really every second with us is like four times the speed, but then also it feels like a million miles away. So it's that fun, like awful. I'm hanging out with friends and I'm having the best time ever, and then you leave and it's like that was a million years ago.
Awful.
Bummed out about it. Anyway, Return to Ostagard. Tell me about it.
We went to Ostagard. No, fuck you. Tell me about it. You tell me about it. You're the one who's never played this game before, and also you played it weeks ago, and you told me how good your notes are, and I want to hear about all these notes.
I have good notes. I do have good notes.
Talk to me.
So, you, whilst wandering around, there is you go to a place called the Barn Lauren's Lands, and you can meet a member of King Kaelin's honor guard who is like, hey, King Kaelin has stuff back in Ostagard. He has specifically his sword and some secret correspondence.
Yes.
And I had Alistair in my party at the time, and he was like, oh, I would actually love to go back to Ostagard. If you go there, take me. Also, probably Wynn would like to go. Which is fun because it's give. I know this happened a few times, but it's always very fun where they're like, hey, the most interesting people to take are these two. Take these. Your third slot is free and you can do that. So I left to Ostagard immediately. I took Alistair, Wynn, and I took Liliana, who I know wasn't there, but because she was essentially basically the first character. Not, she wasn't the first character. There's loads of characters you get before Liliana. For some reason in my mind, she was just important at the Battle of Ostagard, which is not true. She was never there. But
yeah,
I still brought her along thinking that she would have stuff to say. She didn't at all. She was as quiet as a church mouse. But also, importantly, she was a rogue who could unlock any chest, and I found that so... I was like, I'm going to need this so much. You go to Ostagard, and it is... You specifically go back to, like, your camp first. And it's crazy because the whole thing is, it's winter now, it's like all snowed over, mm-hmm. everything is wrecked.
It's beautiful in a way.
It's so pretty. I love it. You're walking around like where you started the game, and it's like, oh my god, yeah, I remember speaking to this guy here, and I remember doing this here. The Darkspawn have taken over the whole place, so you have to fight and kill a million of them. You go and you can find the Joining Cup, which is great, which I thought would be a huge item to give. I gave it to Alistair and he didn't seem to care about it that much, and I was like, but
it's meant for him. You've given him all like enough gifts where it's depreciated, because how you can give, if someone like really loves something, it starts at like a plus 10 with depreciation. So you give them a 10, and then even if the next one, it'll be a 9, 8, 7, 6.
Oh, okay.
It goes like that.
Damn, that's a shame. Because I don't even care about how much approval I got from him. I wanted to talk about it with him. I wanted to give him it, and then him be like, yeah, dude, this is crazy. Do you remember when this happened? And I'm like, yeah, it's weird that Duncan didn't pick up the cup. Take it with him. We didn't leave for the battle immediately. He had time to pack up his shit, but I guess he was like, nah, just leave it on the floor. I'll pick it up.
It had
after
all
the
our
battle.
Germs on it. He was like, ew.
He gets a new joining cup every time. It's not special at all.
Special joining cup so that we don't share germies.
Yeah. Well, I was excited in this DLC because I was actually really excited to meet world renowned germaphobe Duncan again, because I was so sure that he was still alive.
I was so convinced.
And I still am convinced that he's still alive. Admittedly, I know more now about Duncan and his whole shit than I did at the time I played Return to Ostagar, because I had the conversation with Alistair where he's like, yeah, we have like 30 years max. Duncan was closing in on them and had the calling. And then he already had the calling.
Yeah. He was going to walk into the deep roads anyway.
This battle is going to be like what kills me. I'm going to do the damn thing. Still not convinced, but the writing is on the wall that I should be convinced. In the place, there's like a big mage's chest, which is the only thing that I could get from all of this zone, which was pretty trash. But whatever. You find King Kaelin's sword pretty immediately. And then you can like see a bridge that stretches out from King Kaelin's sword. And you cross the bridge. And then halfway through, you see King Kaelin. He is like held up, crucified with javelins. So dead. The deadest someone can be.
Yeah.
There's no denying that he died in this battle.
This whole thing. So like we get little bits and pieces of it throughout the rest of the game. This DLC in particular is where Dragon Age Origins is shoving into our face that the Darkspawn have intelligence. Like that this is like an intelligent army. Not only do we see them doing like ritual murder where they are like showing dead bodies as a sign. We also see one Darkspawn communicating to the others and like coordinating.
Yeah, you see the Darkspawn Joker, as I have him written down, because he has stupid face paint and looks like the Joker, and I hate him. He's such a fucking idiot, stupid character.
So many Darkspawn doing fucking magic, including necromancy.
Mm-hmm. That's such interesting that you brought that up, because I didn't log that before, because mages... There's just a lot of them in the world whenever I'm running around fighting that I just never clocked that I've actually never seen a darkspawn mage until now.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Correct you are. Yeah. You go. You had more stuff to say. You were just about to open your mouth.
I was just bringing up the fact that this is very much loudly announcing to us that the Darkspawn are sentient and intelligent and aware of what they're doing, and are doing this like on purpose. Like they're not just a horde that's escaped hell. Like they're here to
cause misery and destruction.
And this is war. This is like a war.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah.
Which, of course, at the time, this was my first time feeling this, but you do get this in Ostagar in the Deep Roads. You get like more of the fact that they are some form of sentient beings, with the fact that they, with what happens with like Brianka and all that shit, and her like little team, I kind of clocked like, oh yeah, like they are actually thinking living things. Do you know what'd be crazy?
What?
It'd be really cool if you got like a Darkspawn companion at some point, because if they're thinking, breathing things, then you could have a little Darkspawn companion. What is that face for?
That would be, I would riot in the street.
In a negative way?
Yeah. Fuck you. If you put a darkspawn as a companion in this game.
But if they're sentient, if they're sentient things that can think and are doing stuff, then the question of, like, understanding has to be brought up at some point.
So, I'm going to put a little pin in that, and we will reapproach that conversation, knowing what we both know now and what we will learn in Dragon Age 2.
Okay. Great. Good. I love that all of my questions get answered in 15 weeks.
It's going to be like, no, it's going to be like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So you meet the Darkspawn Joker. A lot of this is like going through and blowing people up. In my case, anyway. You find all of King Kaelin's armor scattered throughout the world, as well as, again, his shield and his blade, which I gave at the time all to Alistair so that he could like live out his little dreams of his king, because I think Alistair likes the king. But then I did, of course, give Alistair Duncan's sword because I think that that's far hotter. And then eventually I took Kaelin's sword on.
Yeah.
As someone who believes himself to be king, I took on his sword. This
yeah,
was
you're
a
the
point.
Coolest guy in the world.
Coolest guy in the world. Best mage to ever do it. I, at this point, was not yet a blood mage. I was just a mage. I hadn't specialized yet. And Quentin was fully like, I'm the greatest of all time. Like, he was in his... This is the first arc of Quentin's story.
Right.
Seeing King Kaelin all strung up and having all these realizations of like, oh shit, they're actually doing this for pain purposes rather than for any other mean, like they this is a war and they're sentient beings, all this shit, and look at all the destruction that they're causing. This was the moment that I was like, oh shit. And then Quentin was also like, oh shit, I'm way in over my head. What am I doing playing with children's toys? Like I'm like pretending to be this hyper important guy, and like I'm using all this as like a thesis statement experiment, when actually this is really fucking serious and it is literally down to me to do all this. Like, I need to fix all these things.
Yeah.
So it was a big moment, which is, you know, what we briefly talked about before, because it was very important for Quentin and his like journey to do this this early, I think. You do find Kaelin's documents. And they are talking about Orlais is teaming up with Ferelden to fight Darkspawn. Is that correct? Did I misremember that?
Did you find the Corrupted Mage's Magister's staff?
Yes, I did. Yes. That was the thing, because like I had just done Soldier's Peak, so all of my shit was very, very good. I gave it to Morrigan, which she used until very recently, because then I took on the staff that cost like 180 gold in the Mage's Tower. I took that on, gave Morrigan my previous staff, and then Morrigan gave the Corrupted Mage's staff to Wynn, which is my triangle of needs in mage stuff. Wynn gets the runoffs, Morrigan gets my runoffs, and I get all the best shit that is around.
Yep. No, that's correct, of course, obviously. So the importance of Kaelin's documents, they bring up basically why we think Kaelin was probably more likely to have been betrayed. And it seems that it seems like Orlais, which is like pretty consistently in competition and war with Ferelden, was going to send like their army to like guard the Grey Wardens from Orlais across the border and like get them to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to like as a return favor for that, propose a marriage to Alistair. They without so none of this on Alistair knowing, but they wanted to put together a marriage between the Mac Tier lines and the Thirin lines.
Oh, so they were going to force Alistair to be king?
And they were going to try to also get Kaelin to divorce his wife in order to do it.
Jesus.
And then basically they write the third note where they say, we're not coming, basically.
Oh.
We're not coming. And then when the Darkspawn are dealt with, maybe we'll talk about this future for us again.
Jesus. Wow. Oh, well. That's crazy. I must have only read one or two of them and not the whole all of them. Or I looked at because this was a DLC and there was there wasn't a lot like cutscene stuff happening. I did read the correspondence. In this one. But I must not have either found the last one or I just forgot after all this time. But you fight through a lot of guys. It's essentially just like a big fight. You're just fighting through like a lot of guys.
I really liked this for me, for Falaria, because we went, obviously, we're going back to Ostagar right before we go to war once and for all, basically.
Yeah.
We've done, this entire whole journey, and it's like, one, we need to revisit this before just before we end this thing, Mm-hmm. And what it feels like is because in the beginning, during when you're doing the Battle of Ostagar, you're so squishy. You've got like the most basic sword in the world. Even on easy, it's like a slog to get through. And I one-shotted every single darkspawn in this, in this area this time around.
Yeah.
So it just felt like
these people that were like so that like decimated you before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it just feels like we can do this. Like we can end this. Like, and then also what I love, not necessarily for Falaria, but just in general, mm-hmm. is that corrupted magister's staff is there when you're there. It's in that chest there. And you can, in the first scene of the game, be a shitty guy and steal from it if you want to.
Sure.
And then like you run the risk of getting caught and then like the army doesn't like you and they're all mean to you.
Yeah.
So you could do that, but if you don't, like it's still here later and you can get it.
Yeah.
If you didn't recruit Dog in the beginning, Dog will be here when you come to return to Ostagar and you get a second chance at recruiting him.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like
very
that.
Fun. I feel like there's something else fun from there besides the swords and stuff. I felt like it was a really like meaningful revisit to this thing that was like the worst, like the second worst day of Falaria's life was like,
yeah.
Yeah, there was, my boyfriend, my brother's betraying me and setting me up and my father disowning me and taking away my dwarven status and my boyfriend getting, spurned
shacking
to the
up and then I'm
top side and then fucking had one decent afternoon meeting people at the Great Warden camp, and then everyone died.
Every single person died. Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of great memories here.
How is she feeling post reconciling with all that? Getting kind of saving Ozamar, as it were.
Yeah. Well, so for her, she has done her part to save Orzammar. Like she picked the right king.
Yeah.
She's got dwarves on her side against the darkspawn, which is the most important thing. She does not to this day think that humans, elves, dragons alike can win this war without an army of dwarves. You can't, you can't possibly do it. So yeah, she's very, she feels like despite what any of those people are saying, she is the Eidukin that she always was and that she was always meant to be.
Yeah, it must have been weird the first time you came here having just lost everything and then having to having and then just having reclaimed it all back and then head back over to it.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's part of it. It's like I have my name back, I have my glory back, I have my purpose back, and I've restored like sanity to Orzammar. I can defeat this
place. Return to this other place. Yeah.
Yep.
You fight the little guys. Simple. Yep. So, you then fight the ogre who kills King Caelan.
Who's been awakened by a necromancer. Because
there we go. Who's because back up. Because Duncan killed it.
Duncan
originally.
Killed him so much. Yeah.
And then this, the Darkspawn Joker, brings him back to life.
Yeah.
And then you fight
You fight him
again.
While he still has Duncan's two... blades stuck in his chest from that sick
from that
ass cutscene.
The great
where...
ass thing. Yeah. killed him. Then you get Duncan's weapons.
Yeah.
And then you go and you kill the Darkspawn Joker.
Yeah.
After. And then it's kind of like a, yeah, you can now, like, you know, that's it. Feel free to go home. Didn't find Duncan's body, as far as I'm aware. Jury's not out. Jury's still out. I don't think he died. I think he's Game of Thrones in on us.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a secret Veil Guard character, which is Duncan. But he's a Darkspawn.
Fucking maddening.
And they haven't announced it yet because it's a big twist. So they haven't done it. And he's just a character in it. It's going to be crazy. And that's my fan theory. Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk. I have here as my last note for this DLC is that Wynn fucks because Wynn and Alistair have like a whole weird flirty comment where she talks about how she's still young in some regard or something and like essentially like asks him if he wishes to bed her, but not in so many words. She just talks about fucking.
Yeah. Oh, Wynn definitely fucks. Yeah.
Yeah. So Wynn fucks and that's sick. I wish I could be that, but unfortunately not.
What did you do with Caelan's body?
I gave it a real proper burial. I gave it like the king's, you know, the whole king's thing.
Yeah.
Because, again, this was the moment of the big switch of like, maybe we should take this seriously. And King Caelan was very nice. You know, Quentin is an elf and is a mage. And... Caelan was like, yeah, dude, what's up? That's fucking sick. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. And then Quentin was like, this is like the guy that was nice to me. And he was a king and he was great. And
he
died in this big fight trying to save everyone because he was fucked over by Loghain, who will die by my hand.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, Dale.
Robin, I want to show off how strong and cool my original characters are, but I simply can't keep throwing my Hero Forge minis at people.
Well, have you heard that Hero Forge has just launched two new types of minifigures? One of them is a color acrylic keychain that's the same size as your Hero Forge standee.
Oh, so I could just like carry it around with me and not throw it at people? Oh, I'm looking right now at their website, and they also just launched 100% stainless steel minifigures, so I could totally feel like an old school dork when I'm playing my games.
Ah, and if you throw them, it'll have more impact.
Oh, I'm gonna throw them everywhere.
Thank you, Hero Forge, for sponsoring this ad. We do not advocate throwing any minifigures.
No, not at all. None.
But we do advocate visiting HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today.
And check back often because new content is added every single week.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Daijin, help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and so we gave him a proper burial. I imagine the same for you.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting. You can just like take him down and leave him for the wolves is another option.
Or you could not just leave him up there as well?
You
is
can.
That not also?
Yeah. You can leave him there.
Or you can take him down and be like, yeah, he's going to die anyway.
And really, it doesn't do much, but if you leave him there or put him down to the dogs, I think that it hardens Alistair.
I didn't know Alistair could also be hardened.
Yeah, only in this game. Like, yeah. This, but and it really just has one main effect later in the next part of the game that we're going to.
Oh, interesting.
What happens to our boy?
That.
I brought Alistair, Zevran, and Morgan to this.
Didn't bring Wynn, but he specifically asks you to bring Wynn.
I don't do everything that he asks me to do.
But they never ask to bring someone. That's why I was like, oh, you're telling me who to bring? Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll definitely bring them.
Yeah. Bringing Zevran was awkward because he said one thing the entire time.
Yeah, Liliana was the same.
And it was when we found Marek's blade, he went, can I have that? we walked through like funeral pyre of me and Alistair's past. And that was the only thing he had to say to us.
Such puss in boots energy. We love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupider.
Very stupid. But I thought it was really cool. I thought it was like just really interesting to see the tower and everything like in this new light.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah.
It was great. It was like it was such a good DLC. I thought it was awesome. What were you gonna ask?
I liked it a lot. I forget. I don't think it was that important. I don't think it was
devastating.
Good.
Devastating. Oh, it was so important. It was the most important thing ever. You've never said anything unimportant.
Yeah. There's I was just looking to see if I missed anything, and I was looking at the wiki, and there's some, just the phrase here is, Ogryn will have a line if he's the only other member of the party. Doing a whole mission with just Ogryn, no other
disgusting
companions, horrific.
That's actually like bile.
Never. No, thank
thing.
You.
What does he say? Does he hit on you? Does he say,
I don't know. It
this should be a good
say.
Place to fuck.
Yeah.
God, I wish I was so drunk.
God, I hate my ex-wife.
I hate my ex-wife. God, I talk to him at camp every night, and he just, all he does is yell drunken things about somebody like stealing his pants. And like,
he's not even good. Like, go away. Sucks. You have no stake in this game. I don't want you here so bad.
He sucks so
I hope he does
much.
Fly into the sky, and I hope he hits the moon and dies instantly.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking loser.
I do hope he flies into the sky. He should.
He should.
He should. You get all this loot. I'm just trying to see if there's any little things. Oh, we find blight wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't know if we've really seen that much. But I don't think so. Cool. Cause
I remember seeing them and being
there,
like, oh, look, it's weird wolves. And that's about as far as I got with my analysis of that.
I also think it's really funny. There's so much hierarchy amongst the darkspawn here. There are like grunts and lieutenants and generals and stuff. It's too much.
They're fully like, it's fully an army. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like it. I thought this was awesome. This is my favorite of the DLCs, bar none, pretty much.
Yeah, it's really good.
I really liked Soldier's Peak. Shales was fine.
That's the other thing I did this week. Last night.
What?
Shales.
What?
Shales quest.
What's Shale's quest?
Shale's personal quest, which is all the last bit of Shale's DLC.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is that? I didn't know that was a thing.
So after Orzammar is when it unlocks, as long as,
long
she
as
has
Shale
a conversation with the Paragon, and when you get back, she's like, I'm trying to process what she said. She said that I was a dwarf and that I'm, you know, a girl named Kadash. And I would really like to know what that means. Can we please go visit the Kadash Taig? And so you take her into the Deep Roads, into the Kadash Taig. The fights there are a little...
tricky.
A little intense. Yeah. And then you basically find like the Kadash monument with like all of the fallen listed there. And she finds her name like in the scribblings to like prove to herself that this is the truth and that she was once a mortal dwarf and now has to reconcile that.
Jesus.
Yeah. But then afterwards, she now likes me so much that she doesn't call me it anymore. And and called me her very first friend.
Oh, well, that's cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Well, that's
really
cute. And upsetting that I didn't bring her along. Oh, there's always another playthrough.
Love her so much. Yeah.
I don't think I've even done anything special, really. You know, I loved Ostagar, but even after that, oh, I tell you what, everyone now should have two specializations. Who is everyone on you? Because like the all for all of the NPCs. So mine is Alistair is a champion and a Templar. Sten is a Sten is a berserker. Oh, he might also
Sten's
be a champion.
I have Sten as a berserker. Ogryn as a berserker. I have Morgan is shapeshifter and healer.
Ah, very
Wynn
good.
Wynn is healer and what do they call
warrior?
It in this one? Arcane warrior.
Yeah.
She's
like that for me, but I made Morgan a blood mage as well because I thought she'd like it.
Which makes sense, of course. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Because you in love with her. Yeah. I have Zevran as assassin duelist. And I have Liliana as bard.
Ranger? Is the other one? What did you... Oh, you ended
I'm
up going
bard
ranger.
As well. I made her bard. I might have made her bard assassin, maybe. I don't know.
That's neat. Yeah. I think I had a lot similar. But Zevran is a ranger because I always have Zevran with Zevran has two swords, has Duncan's dagger and then a cheese knife, I think. She just kept him with because I thought
a
it was funny.
Cheese knife. Yeah. That is pretty funny. That's very in the spirit of Dragon Age to have him with a cheese knife.
Yeah. I just thought it was fun. So I was like, well, he's not a duelist technically, so I'll give him a ranger stuff so we can have a little companion.
I fucking love being a ranger. I love it. Having that giant poison spider with me all the time, Just
that
rules.
Sounds fucking sick. Yeah, that's
it's
really
so
cool.
Good.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but aside from that, that's it. That's my whole thing. Those are my guys. With the fact that we're going into the Landsmeet,
mm-hmm,
and we're about to finish base game.
Yeah.
Which means that we are essentially done with the game almost. We have one thing left to do. Yeah. Do you have anything else on your agenda? On your plans of just like, oh, well, I got to do this and I got to do this.
Yeah. So I wanted to do more about it last night, but then I passed out.
Didn't.
I got too tired after this part. But so I might do a little bit more tonight. But now we're in Denerim.
Mm-hmm.
And we are preparing to call the Landsmeet. But now that we're in Denerim, where our camp is in a new location.
Wow.
We're not at camp anymore. We are being put up in an estate. And so All of camp has been brought there, and they all have their own little rooms and sitting areas
cool.
and corners. So there's some more stuff to talk to everybody about. And then also Denerim has more areas to explore now.
Yeah, I did know that there was more areas to explore, because a bunch of stuff is grayed out all the time until, we'll unlock that at the Landsmeet, I bet. Yeah.
Yep.
So, oh, that's so fun.
Now I got more stuff to explore before Landsmeet time.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like a couple of quests that you have to do before the Landsmeet to like get enough information around town.
Sure.
And then as far as other quests, no, I think I did everything. Here's one I'm sitting on. I did pick up the lyrium drugs from Orzammar for the crime guy.
Yeah.
I haven't dropped them off. I don't know if I should yet.
You said you were gonna. Don't
I know.
Your word, you coward. You were so excited
to do
it.
Okay, I'm going to do it. But I got Dagna all set up. Dagna's going to the Circle Tower. All personal quests are wiped clear. Except for Ogryn, who hasn't given me one yet. I don't know if
Because you've had him for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And he's
and
a
I
drunk.
Just don't
cares?
Even want to talk to him. But I keep doing it anyway to like see.
Yeah, to see if something's happening.
If something will happen, but nothing seems to be happening.
So, after last recording, and I kicked up a whole fuss about the fact that about my choices, and I felt bad about it. This was after recording. I'm informing the audience of our conversations. I was like, maybe I go back and I change it because I feel so bad. And then Dylan said, no, sit in your decision. It makes sense for the character to do so. And I was like, yes, I guess it does make sense for the character to do so. Which is very fun. I feel so diggity dang awful because I even Googled what happens if you pick Harrowmont over Baelin in the rest of the series.
Oh, that's what you wanted to read. I'm like, what did you want to read?
Yeah, originally I killed Baelin. Sorry, I joined Baelin and I killed Harrowmont, and then Baelin was so aggro with
me
afterwards.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick about it. Yeah.
That I was like, okay, I'm just going to kill you then. How dare you speak to me like this? And then I realized that I should have probably reloaded again. There was something else I wanted to bring up that we have briefly talked about off call that I feel oh so dreadful about.
Oh my god, you must tell me.
I know, I must remember, and I can't actually remember what it is, which is so funny. Isn't that so funny, so sexy? That was it. We were talking, and because both of us know what happens at the end of this game, there's a big choice. There's a few of them
at
the end.
Yeah, several.
And I said, and I've known what I've wanted to do since the beginning. I haven't told you specifically what it was, but then I offhandedly made a comment about it, about something related to the decision. And you said, no, you're definitely not going to do that. I know what you're going to do in relation to the end, which I think is so fascinating And I'm excited to like prod you on that in like next week.
Next week,
like,
you get what to do prod you
mean?
Me on that.
What do you mean? You know what you know what is happening and because I've done like a week of thinking about it, and I actually might have changed my answer as to what's happening. I think I might have changed most of the answers that I know, that I knew the question of the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to change all of them. And I think that's so filthy to me. And I'm excited about it. Because, hey, listen, I've made one bad decision. Let's just make a lot more, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You could make a few less.
You could make a
couple less.
No.
You could just make a couple of bad decisions.
I don't know how they come up. And I don't know how naturally the conversation is going to evolve till that point. Because at the time I might change my decision. And do you know what you're now again, for people who have no idea about this game and no idea about the ending,
we are talking in circles
and it's going to be bad, but it's good. But for people who do know, this is good prep and people are going to listen next week. A lot of their questions are going to be answered or they're going to be like, now I have more context for what they were talking around last
week.
We're
spoilering the choices in chat, just by the way. In the Discord, if you're in there.
Oh, yes. Do you know what you're doing? Do you have, like, it locked in before the character knows what's going on?
I feel largely confident about most of how this goes, the lands meet. Am I 100% sure that I have everything needed to make the choices that I want to make? Not entirely.
That's a crazy sentence, because I don't know that you need stuff for certain things, which is huge.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, neither of us know what either of us are talking about at any time during this conversation, because we're not mentioning it.
The three people in this conversation, me, you, and the audience, none of us have any idea what anyone's talking about. We have no fucking clue. But there are going to be some big choices coming up. I think I know what's going to happen. I think it's going to be so sad. But it's going to go how it's going to go. We're going to see how it plays out.
It's going to go how it's going to go. And it's going to be an upsetting
end. And the thing is,
here
it is. Like, the Landsmeet is the hardest quest in any video game ever. So who knows how it'll go. Who knows if I'll come out of this unscathed. We can't know until we get there.
Nope. That's huge. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to die a lot and get frustrated with how difficult this video game is.
Okay. You're not gonna die at the Landsmeet. You will probably die at the Battle of Denerim.
Yeah, but you said it was the hardest video game level of all time.
Yeah, because not because of dying. It's hard because
emotionally.
No, it's hard because, like, the choices are so, like, the outcome that you want them to be is, like, really difficult to obtain. And you have to be really locked in and you have to make all the right choices and all the right decisions and say all the right things to the right people.
Wow.
It's maddening.
That's
it's politics.
That's something I'm famously really bad at. I'm going to try and play in character as hard as I possibly can.
Me
just
too.
So I can be completely exempt from fucking it up.
Yeah.
Because I'm
going to
be like,
no,
I did it really well, actually. But I just did it really well in character. And yes, I didn't get anything that I personally wanted, but the character did. Yeah. And then afterwards, we're doing Awakening. And then we're fucking doing Dragon Age 2, baby.
We're at Dragon Age 2 in fucking no time at all.
No time at all. Record time we're hitting Dragon Age 2.
God. Now, Dragon Age 2 is going to be done so fast. And I'm so excited to play it. I'm just genuinely so
Our
jazzed.
Schedule for Dragon Age 2 is like 6 weeks, which I think is crazy.
It is.
It's less, actually.
I think it's less. I think it's 4 weeks.
That's insane. Is it that short of a game?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Dragon Age 2 is going to be prequel. Oh, five episodes.
Five.
Prequel, Act 1, Act 2. Mark of the Assassin and Act 3.
Wow. That's crazy. Love that. Oh. Yeah. Awesome. Big fan.
Yeah. It's going
to
be great.
I'm going to be sad to say goodbye to Quinn, but I am going to be excited to roll up a new guy.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm going to hate your Dragon Age 2 guy.
Well, it's going to be a girl, first of all, so sexism.
Girls can be guys.
Girls can be guys.
Get over it.
Yeah. And honestly, it's true feminism for my Dragon Age 2 character to be an awful piece of shit. Because women can also be dreadful. Feminism rules.
Oh my God. She was the doctor.
Yeah. That's it. Coming at you here first, folks.
We got you all with the misogyny.
Yeah. See, because a lot of things I want to ask you now are things that we should really talk about after Origins, because I want to know your general opinions, but we'll wait until after.
No, we can't do general opinions yet. We gotta wait.
Because this is the furthest I've ever gotten in this game. I got out of, on my original playthrough, I got out of Ostagar, but I didn't do Haven. So, not Ostagar, Ozamar. It's too many O's in this game, baby.
Fucking hell.
I can't believe I'm almost finished it. It's crazy. I'm gonna go to Denerim. I'm excited to do the Alienage. I haven't done any of the, in terms of quests that I want to do, I've done so many of the mages ones, but a lot of things require, like, there's a lot of things about finding places of power that I haven't done at all in any zone. I've tried to look for them, but I've always come up short. And one of them is in the Alienage that I keep looking at, and I'm excited to go in there.
The fucking Alienage, which is where you are from. No, because you did a general sense. I keep forgetting because you did 400 Origins.
Yeah, I did. I did.
I keep forgetting which
Origins.
One is your real one. Who is the real Gwyndon?
Well, it's going to be really easy because my Hawk for next time is going to be the easiest because I have one. I also, because this game is the only one with multiple openings, right? Both Inquisition and 2 have...
Right.
Kind of pretty similar openings.
Your opening will be the same for both of them. It is, like, things across the game will be different.
Okay. Yeah. Depending on what class you are.
Depending. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fun. But this one, I had to do all of them. Cause I, honestly, if I didn't do all of them, I don't think I would have appreciated this game as much as I have done. Because I wouldn't care about any of the dwarf shit. And I wouldn't.
What? Why would you not just have empathy for the dwarves? And why would you not just want them to have, like, what the fuck?
I do,
you know?
But they're so politics based. But now I'm speaking to people and I know them, and that's, and you're just so uppity about dwarves.
Andraste begs the maker to give mortals another chance. then did I see the world spread before me. Sky-reaching mountains arrayed as a crown, kingdoms like jewels, glistening gemstones strung across the earth as a pearl necklace. All this is yours, says Bake the World Maker. Join me in heaven and sorrow no more.
Huge.
Fuck you.
Love. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right. Are you done now?
Am I done?
Are you done? Are you done with your Dragon Age thoughts?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. Good. Well, just because I wanted to do the Grey Warden bit. I actually think I should never lead it until the last episode. So I actually take that back.
What? You just...
I take that back. I aggressively did it because I wanted to talk aggressively at you because you've been judging me for a while. So I think you just needed to be put in your place for just like 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's fine. So you want me to start it off and you're still going to act like you don't know it? You're gonna still going to act like a pompous ass is too good for this video game?
Yeah, I absolutely am. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Fine.
Do it.
Well,
lead us off. I don't know how to do this.
Grey Wardens.
Wardens. In war.
Victory. In peace. Vigilance. I hate that so much.
There's 30 too much seconds delay. Ago,
like, I can do it. I can do it. No, I want to pretend I can't do it.
Like I didn't say I wanted to pretend I can't do it. I said I wouldn't do it. You said, okay, then pretend you can't do it. And I was like, all right, I'll pretend I can't do it.
I didn't say that. I said, is that what you're going to do? You're going to act like
which
a little
is prick. The exact same as asking me, is telling me, okay, keep pretending you can't do it. It's the same God. Bit. But next week I can do it because next week it will be the last episode of Origins. Are we going to have a different, we'll talk about it in a few weeks when we start Dragon Age 2. Because when we talk to we've spoken so much about Dragon Age 2 just because I'm chomping at the bit.
I know, I
can't
wait.
God, I'm buzzing. I'm vibrating through the floor. I'm so excited about it. But we should talk about Dragon Age 2 stuff when we're playing Dragon Age 2 rather than talk about Dragon Age. We should enjoy Origins as we're here in the moment.
That's what I'm, yeah, please.
I know, I just went on a bit of a tangent there, which didn't mean anything. I apologize. I'm all worked up. It's so hot and sweaty. I have been, listen, say what you will about Indianapolis, and I say a lot of things negative about Indianapolis.
Fuck Indianapolis.
But they do know how to air condition a building to the point where it's kind of cold
and
uncomfortable.
That's everywhere in America. That's just what Americans do. We air condition.
Not in Canada. It's the sweatiest a room has ever been right here. And I'm like, I want to die a little bit. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which has been, I'm excited for when we are going to be recording in the winter when it's going to be a normal temperature here.
Yeah.
Because all of the buildings are fucking insulated.
Oh, see, that's nice. I live in New York City, so we don't have insulation here. It's just
paper and rats.
That's what my house is made of.
Yeah, paper and rats.
My apartment
I can
is
see
made
your
of.
Walls moving right now as rats mm-hmm. kind That's of
rats.
Wiggle around in
That's
them.
The rats. That's the colony. That's where the little guys live.
Yeah. And that's why New York keeps moving.
Because the rats are slowly moving it because they're coordinated and they all move at the same time. And so slowly, inch by inch, New York keeps drifting.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's also, listen, it's kind of like a infinite typewriters situation. Infinite typewriters, infinite monkeys.
Yeah.
If you get infinite amounts of rats to hold up all of New York's infrastructure, they're going to move a few inches every now and again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Thank you for listening to us talk about Dark Age. Dark Age? Dark Age. Fuck. Shit.
You got it wrong. I'm leaving.
I got it wrong. I don't know how to do it.
You can't do it. No.
In war. What happens?
What game are we playing?
What is happening here?
Oh, my God. See you next time for the finale of Dragon Age Origins.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Super Dylan, SuperDillin.
And that's Captain Krail, CaptainKrail.
Yay.
Yay. You impressed with how fast I could spell?
I actually was. It's quicker than me. I was really excited that I could do Super Dylan really fast. I was really excited by that because I would still have to think about Captain Krail. Yeah. Maybe we should do that every time. Bye!